Okay, so you've sent in this research on reinforcement learning, and it's all about controlling those really tricky physical systems
Right.
that are nonlinear.
Yeah.
I've got to say, this stuff is fascinating.
Absolutely.
So
Yeah.
let's dive in and try and figure out what we can learn.
Sounds good.
So,
Yeah.
first of all,
Yeah.
for anyone who might be new to this whole thing,
Yeah.
can you give us like a super quick explanation of what reinforcement learning actually is?
Sure. So reinforcement learning, or RL, is basically like training a dog.
Okay.
You give it rewards for doing good things,
Hmm.
and over time, it learns what actions it needs to take to get those rewards.
And it learns by itself, essentially. You're
Exactly.
not programming in the exact
Oh,
steps.
no, you're not. You're just kind of setting up the environment and letting it
Yeah.
explore and learn on its own.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really cool.
So why is it a good
Yeah.
deal? Why should our listeners care about this?
Well, mastering these really complex systems is a game changer. I mean, think about it. Self-driving cars, robots,
Yeah.
even optimizing things like energy grids.
Oh, wow.
Like, these are huge applications that could really benefit from this type of
Yeah.
technology.
And what I think is really interesting about the sources you sent is that they really explore
Right.
both the potential benefits and the drawbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not just going to get like a rosy picture. We're
Exactly.
going to get the full
We're
picture.
going to dive into both
I
sides.
like it. Okay, so let's start with the good stuff.
Okay.
What makes RL so well suited
Right.
for these nonlinear systems?
So these systems are the ones where traditional methods just don't cut it. I mean,
Okay.
they're like a wild roller coaster.
Right.
Tiny change can have massive effects,
Yeah.
and RL can actually deal with that chaos.
So it can handle that unpredictability.
Exactly. Yeah, it
Huh.
thrives in that environment.
Wow.
And another amazing thing is that RL can actually discover the best way to control these systems, not just a good enough solution.
Right.
It's going for the optimal, the peak performance.
That's really cool. And I know you sent a paper about a
Yates
thing.
pendulum experiment. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. So imagine a pendulum that's just swinging wildly, like crazy.
Yeah.
And they used RL to teach a system how to bring that pendulum to a perfect stop,
Wow.
like just completely still.
That's amazing.
It's pretty remarkable.
What
Yeah.
was it about the older methods that
But
made them unable to do that?
so those older methods, they kind of try to predict every single step based on these predefined rules.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, in these chaotic systems like that pendulum, those rules just don't hold up.
Right, they break
They
down.
completely break down.
Yeah.
But RL, on the other hand, it's like, okay, I'm just going to jump in and learn by doing.
Okay.
I'm going to try things out, see what works, see what doesn't, and I'm going to adjust my strategy as I go.
I like that. It embraces the uncertainty.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about learning from experience.
Okay, so it sounds like RL has this amazing potential,
Right.
but I'm sure there are some drawbacks too.
Of course there are.
What are some of the challenges that our listeners should know about?
So one of the biggest challenges is just the sheer amount of data and computational power that you need.
To train the
Yeah, to
algorithms.
train these
I
algorithms. It's
got.
like, remember that robot student, the
Yeah.
training montage?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of time and resources.
It's like sending a robot to MIT.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so data and computational power, those are expensive.
Yeah, those are not cheap resources.
What else?
So another challenge is something called hyperparameters.
Okay, I've heard that word before.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
It is, yeah. What are they, though?
So think of it like fine-tuning a recipe.
Okay.
You're making bread. If you change the amount of yeast a little bit or the oven temperature,
Right.
it can make a huge difference in how that bread turns out. Hyperparameters are like those tiny but crucial adjustments
For the
for
algorithm.
the algorithm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So even if you've got all the data in the world and all the
Yeah.
computing power,
Right.
if you don't get those hyperparameters just right,
You're not going to get the results you
what's
want.
not going to work?
Exactly.
So those are some pretty big challenges.
Yeah, they're definitely hurdles. Yeah.
What does all this mean for the average person listening?
That's a great question.
Like, why should they care about this?
So as RL gets even more sophisticated, it has the potential to revolutionize a lot of different fields. I
Yeah,
mean, we're
right.
talking robotics, medicine, finance, you name it.
Wow.
But it's important to be aware of these challenges,
Yeah.
like the computational costs, the complexity of fine-tuning these systems.
Right. And I guess also the ethical implications too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we're giving machines a lot of control.
Yeah, we're essentially giving them the ability to learn and make decisions on their own.
Yeah, and these are really complex systems
Right.
that we're talking about. So
Exactly.
we need to think carefully about the potential consequences.
We need to make sure we're developing this technology responsibly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So RL, it's a powerful tool,
Very powerful.
but it comes with its own set of hurdles.
It
There's
does.
a lot to think about.
Definitely.
So much more to explore with this.
Absolutely.
Keep sending in those research papers and we'll keep diving deep.
Sounds good.
I can't wait to see what we uncover
Me
next.
too. This is fascinating stuff.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, keep that curiosity burning.